Well, two of America's largest agricultural organizations have weighed in on the president's fiscal 2015 budget and how it will impact the USDA. American Farm Bureau Federation's R.J. Carney says the budget request reflects a nearly $500 million drop in discretionary spending from 2008 when the president took office. And Carney said some of that is coming from farm programs, including agricultural loans.
We do not agree with the president on making those cuts. We want to concentrate on implementing the farm bill that was just signed. On the flip side, there's a lot of good within the rural development piece there. And there's a lot more money going into rural development, specifically with broadband deployment.
National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says he too is disappointed with the allocations for agricultural programs, but he said it all comes down to the big picture, and that means the ag secretary is going to have to do more with less.
This USDA has had significantly fewer resources to operate with, and you have to make some of those efficiency moves in that sort of a fiscal environment. So I know there will be some pushback from some of the farmers, but I frankly don't think the secretary's got any choice in the matter.
Well, near term, we do know the crisis in the Ukraine is having an impact on our wheat and corn markets. However, Jerry Bangi from the USDA's Outlook Board says it's still far too early to know if the current crisis in the Ukraine will have major impacts on their grain exports or even their spring planting.
It's premature to make any judgments at this juncture. Reportedly, the areas from which they export grains, for the most part, I think, they continue to be operative. So I don't think there's any reason known to us at the present time we would make any significant adjustments because of that. But again, time will tell, and it remains to be seen.
Well, weather always does play an impact on crop prices, and discussions are already underway of what kind of impact this long, cold, wet weather may have on our planting season. Mark Gold, a market analyst, says it probably is not going to have as big an impact as some people might think.
I believe that's the case. We found out last year that even as late as it was, we still had huge crops with no rain in July or August. So I don't think they're going to fall into the same trap. You make or break these corn crops and bean crops in July and in August. And yes, late plantings will have some impact, but we can still grow big crops. And I'm just not, we're cold and wet right now. I believe that in the first couple of weeks of March, if we get some warm weather, things can clear up very quickly.
Well, after faltering last week, the barrels gained back everything plus that they had lost as they gained 11.5 cents, the price to 224¼¢ per pound. Blocks did pick up a penny, but now at a discount to the barrels at 223¾¢, and AA butter sits at $1.80. Class 3 prices were higher, March up 9 to $22.29, April up 11 at $20.65, and June up 2 cents to $19.74. Prices were slightly lower, though, on the Board of Trade. March corn off $0.015, $4.74¾¢ per bushel. May declined to $4.81¼. Beans were mixed, March up 2 cents to $14.21¼¢, May off 2.5 at $14.21, while March wheat dropped 2.5 cents at $6.36¼¢ per bushel. Looking at the livestock trade out of equity, choice beef steers and heifers topped to $1.33, Holstein steers to $1.17, slaughter cows 85 to 105, your top at 107, most of the slaughter cows 65 to 84, replacement bull calves at 340, heifer calves at 220, and the barrels and gilts 55 to 65. And that is your agricultural update. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.